The head of the union that represents corrections officers at most of Ohio's prisons, Christopher Mabe, says this budget will make Ohio less safe.
I think it's accurate to say that with this Kasich budget, the millionaires have gotten the gold mine and the working class has got the shaft.
Mabe isn't alone. Some school leaders worry the budget doesn't provide enough money to do what's required without raising local taxes. And they think it will be harder to do that now that the state won't kick in money to help pay for new local levies any longer. Wendy Patton with the left-leaning group Policy Matters says a new report shows the tax shift in this budget, which raises sales taxes yet lowers income taxes for individuals and businesses, is not good for most Ohioans.
The bottom quintile of all taxpayers would pay more under this tax plan, about $12 a year more on average, whereas the top 1% of earners in Ohio would see a tax cut of about $6,083 on average. The tax plan in House Bill 59 shifts the weight of the tax structure from top earners to middle and low income earners in the state of Ohio.
Patton isn't the only one with a study that shows the tax shift in the budget isn't good for Ohioans in the long run. Matt Mayer is the head of a group that normally likes tax cuts.
We love tax cuts, but we think taxes should be funded by spending cuts, not by depending upon higher revenues that come in.
Opportunity Ohio's mayor says Governor Kasich and Republicans should have cut spending to make up for the tax cuts. Instead, he says this budget allows unsustainable long-term debt. He says his study shows this tax shift plan might actually lead to higher taxes in the long run.
This has been the problem for the last 30 years, is that Ohio continues to spend more and more and more, and this is where we get into problems. Because of that higher spending, on the net, taxes have had to go up in Ohio. We went from 30 years ago, one of the low tax states, to now one of the high tax states. And yes, good, there's going to be some tax cuts. But as you know, the tax cuts are revenue projected, and they're raising taxes elsewhere to help pay for those. So it's not like it's a tax cut without tax increases elsewhere. So there isn't it's not a perfect kind of tax cut in our world. And as you know, local taxes have been going up because of some of the budget cuts that happened in the last budget cycle. And we expect more taxes to go up at the local level. So on the whole, we have a real uncertainty of is this going to be a net tax cut for Joe and Jane Ohioan.
Mayer says he's disappointed that Republicans who were elected to office to reduce the deficit have not done that in this budget. He says this budget depends on Ohioans spending money. And if they don't spend enough, Mayer says the state could be dealing with hard choices in the future. Governor Kasich and other state leaders say these tax cuts are targeted in a way that helps small businesses create more jobs in Ohio. Kasich says Ohio has a rock-solid, balanced budget, that Ohioans are benefiting from prosperity, and the budget funds programs that help people. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.